In Israel, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is trying to contain a growing bribery scandal that threatens his Likud party in next month's elections. Two members of the Likud Central Committee are under arrest for allegedly receiving bribes during the party's primary season. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Prime Minister Sharon went on Israel television last night to say he fully supports the police investigation into corruption surrounding last month's Likud party primaries. Those primaries ranked the candidates for the January 28th parliamentary election. Anyone who is found to have acted improperly, I will make sure that he is thrown out of the Likud, Sharon said. The prime minister said that even applies to current Knesset members or cabinet ministers. On the same talk show, Chaim Cohen, a candidate for the Likud list, described how he was asked for bribes in exchange for votes. He said that at the Likud Central Committee meeting, which chose the party's slate, he approached an ultra-Orthodox man and asked for his support. He asked me, "What kind of support do you mean?" Cohen said. I told him, "I am a candidate for the Knesset and I'd like your support." The man said, "Support means money." Cohen said the ultra-Orthodox man said each vote would cost $500, and for $70,000 he could make sure that Cohen became a Knesset member. Cohen said he refused and he did not get a winning slot on the party's list. The two men arrested yesterday are accused of demanding bribes for delivering votes at the party convention. Police are also investigating whether some of the candidates put in high positions on the party list have ties to organized crime. One young woman, virtually unknown Inbal Gavrieli, finished 29th on the Likud list and will almost certainly become a Knesset member. Gavrieli's father and grandfather are wealthy operators of overseas casinos and are suspected of underworld connections. Two of Gavrieli's uncles have been convicted on several charges, including conspiracy. Israeli political columnist Chemi Shalev says there have been previous charges of corruption in Israeli politics, but never like this.
The Israeli public has gotten used to a certain level of corruption in the government and in politics, but I think the problem here is that it was, one, done almost in public, and two, that it seems to be more widespread than people imagine.
The Likud party had been expected to win about 40 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, more than doubling its current strength. Latest polls show support for Likud has since dropped by about 4 seats. Shalev says that whether that trend continues depends on what happens in the next few weeks.
Much depends on whether this issue remains at the center of the agenda of the election campaign. The Likud will do its best to try to remove the issue from the agenda, but again, we get back to the police. It depends on the progress of the police investigation. And if this investigation continues up until the election, then it may hurt the Likud dearly.
Any further drop in support for the Likud will make it harder for Sharon to put together a stable coalition after next month's elections. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.